This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden is in Canada's capital for talks with Prime Minister Justin Trudeau on a bunch of global issues. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has the story.
Several of the world's most difficult challenges are on the agenda. The war in Ukraine, climate change, trade, mass migration, and an increasingly assertive China. But two important areas of agreement already appear in hand. U.S. and Canadian officials say Ottawa will escalate its timeline for military upgrades to the North American Aerospace Defense Command, NORAD, and an update to rules for migrants seeking asylum. The deal eliminates a loophole under existing rules that's resulted in thousands of migrants annually crossing into Canada at a non-official checkpoint, enabling them to stay in the country. I'm Ben Thomas.
Israel ratified a law Thursday limiting the circumstances in which a prime minister can be removed, despite opponents' fear that it may be intended to shield incumbent Benjamin Netanyahu from any fallout of his corruption trials. Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda reports.
Israel's parliament has passed a new law that limits the conditions under which a sitting prime minister can be removed from office, despite objections from opponents that its intent is to shield Benjamin Netanyahu from any fallout of his ongoing corruption trials. And it's the newest wrinkle in the latest political crisis that has swept the Israeli government, driving thousands of protesters onto the streets for months. Netanyahu's political coalition of religious conservatives and nationalists are planning to overhaul the country's judiciary system to protect against what it calls overreach by the Supreme Court and restore balance among the branches of government.
That was Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda reporting. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. North Korea tested a new underwater nuclear attack drone designed to create a radioactive tsunami on enemy coast, state media reporting on Friday. The test of the drone came during 3 days of military drills guided by the country's leader, Kim Jong-un, according to the state-run Korean Central News Agency. Pyongyang claims its latest tests are a response to U.S.-South Korea military exercises, which have increased in a response to North Korea's unprecedented number of missile launches and other threats. Gay rights supporters are denouncing Uganda's lawmakers for violating to criminalize anyone who publicly identifies as a sexual minority or engages in sexual acts. We get more from VOA's Diane Roberts.
Advocate Frank Mugisha says the last time legislation like this was around, there were cases of suicide.
This law is worse than the one that was here before because it has the death penalty. And many people would be worried. Many people would be scared. Some LGBTQ persons are not scared of the law as much as they are scared of their families, their friends, the media outing them and finding out who they are.
The Anti-Homosexuality Act will become law if President Yoweri Museveni signs it as expected. In Uganda, homosexual activity is already punishable with life imprisonment under a colonial-era law targeting, quote, carnal knowledge against the order of nature, end quote. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
Uganda's parliament passed the law late Tuesday with only two dissenting votes. Muslims in Nigeria on Thursday observed the first day of the holy month of Ramadan. After sunset prayers in Lagos, worshippers gathered for iftar, a meal accompanied by treats like candies and nuts. During Ramadan, observant Muslims abstain from food and water from dawn to dusk before gathering with family and friends for indulgent nighttime meals. According to Islam, fasting draws the faithful closer to God and reminds them of the suffering of the poor. AP correspondent Karen Chalmers reporting on Britain's economy.
The Bank of England decided to boost its key rate by a quarter percentage point to 4.25%. It is the 11th consecutive interest rate increase made by the UK Central Bank, despite concerns about the economic fallout from troubles in the global financial system. The decision by the bank's Monetary Policy Committee came after the UK Statistics Agency reported a further rise in inflation to 10.4% in February.
That was Karen Chalmers reporting. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.